Pippin, the award-winning musical by Stephen Schwartz, is at the Hippodrome Theater through Sunday. Our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick, is here to tell us all about it. How you doing, Judy?
Fine, thank you, Tom.
So Stephen Schwartz has been well represented this season at the Hippodrome. Wicked, his biggest hit, was there in April. I think it's coming back next year, I think, if I recall correctly. And Stephen Schwartz was just honored with a special Tony Award. Of course, his other big hit besides Pippin and Wicked is Godspell. These are, you know, sort of iconic pieces in the musical theater lexicon. Do they have anything in common?
Well, Tom, I think they are all in one way or another about quests. Pippin has an unconventional quest, an unconventional subject. The script is by Roger O. Hearson, and it's about the son of the medieval king Charlemagne. The show was written in an era when everybody was on a quest to find themselves, and Pippin's quest is to find his purpose in life, his corner of the sky, as the famous lyric puts it. He tries war, being a soldier, that doesn't do it for him. He moves on to the joys of the flesh, encouraged by his grandmother. She's the live wire who leads the audience in, oh, it's time to start living. But hedonism doesn't do it for him either. He tries revolution. He tries patricide, and then politics, and finally a humble country life. A list of quests like this, Tom, could go on and on. And though this is in many ways a remarkable production, for me, especially in the second act, it did feel like it just went on and on. But I brought a little bit of the big number that closes the first act. This is after Pippin has killed his father and thinks that things are looking up.
Morning Glory, sung by the touring company of Pippin. This production got its start in 2012 at the American Repertory Theater back at Harvard University. Then on Broadway, it won the 2013 Tony Award for the Best Musical Revival. Is the revival of Pippin, is it substantially different from the original? Sometimes people really, they stray far afield from the original. How about this one?
This is quite different. I did see the show on Broadway in the 70s. It was directed, of course, by the great Bob Fosse, and the revival keeps the choreography in his style, as it says in the program. But the concept behind this revival is entirely different. It's directed by Diane Paulus, who's American Repertory Theater's artistic director, and she has given the show a circus motif. The whole thing takes place under a big top that's on stage, and the performers are also circus artists. Think of it kind of as Cirque du Soleil meets Stephen Schwartz. And, Tom, there are a lot of bona fide circus performers in the cast. There are acrobats and aerialists and gymnasts and jugglers. There's one bit where two performers hold the hands and feet of a third person who becomes a human jump rope for another performer. It's pretty amazing. So this is a radical reinterpretation, but there is justification for it. Pippin was created, you may remember, with a very presentational format. It was a show within a show, narrated and propelled by an actor called the leading player. It was Ben Vereen in the original. It's about a traveling group of players telling the story. And in this case, the leading player becomes the ringmaster at the circus, and a woman, Sasha Allen, plays it. She was a finalist on The Voice and has the kind of big pop voice you'd expect. And as she tells us from the start, they've got magic to do.
Magic to do from the touring production of Pippin. It's at the Hippodrome. Does the show itself sort of get lost with all this greatest show on earth magic stuff, with all that circus business and people hopping around and jumping and tumbling? I mean, that's hard to organize, you know, in a cogent way.
It is, but it's quite cogent. It doesn't get lost, in part because the performers really hold their own. The title character is played by an actor named Sam Lipps, who understudied the role on Broadway, and he comes off as a clean-cut kid who's trying to make sense out of a war-torn, corrupt society. Still sounds a little familiar. And there's some very interesting casting in some of the larger supporting roles. John Rubinstein, who played Pippin in the original Broadway production, is now playing Pippin's father, Charlemagne.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, he played the kid on Broadway,
cool?
And now he's the father.
He actually does get to grow up and find himself. His character is called Charles in this show. And he really seems to be having a blast, partly because Charles is a character who is not troubled by matters of conscience, shall we say. And Pippin's grandmother is played by Adrienne Barbeau, Maud's daughter on TV. And her performance of her big number, No Time at All, stops the show. I'm not going to give it away except to say that it involves a trapeze.
All right. Now, real quick, as we finish up, is Pippin a lot of fun? I mean, it sounds like it has the potential to be a whole lot of fun with all these people bouncing around.
It is a lot of fun. I mean, Stephen Schwartz's score is practically its own hit parade. You probably remember that the Jackson 5 recorded Corner of the Sky, and the circus acts are very exciting. But you've still got a very peculiar script with an ending that comes very close to being very dark and then sort of peters off into something brighter. But the circus motif is a great asset, and audiences will enjoy the level of the performances. For me, Tom, it's still a bit of an acquired taste.
Right, fair enough. Judy Rusick, thanks, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Tom.
Pippin continues at the Hippodrome through Sunday. We've got information on our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. You're listening to Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us. My spirit can run.